Hey, everybody, welcome back to the cycling class and second date update. My name is Dylan. I'll be your instructor today.
Oh, my God.
First of all, before we get started, I want to thank everybody coming out to my new cycling gym. It's a cycling gym where we stay on our seats the whole time. It's called Sit and Spin. And I thank you for coming out because we're going to push it to the extreme today with your second date update spin class.
Oh, my God. I really honestly feel like I've taken class from you before. I'm not even lying.
You in the back there, Brooke. I don't see you pushing hard enough, Brooke. Remember, sit on that seat. Don't get off that seat. This is Sit and Spin.
Oh,
this is Sit and Spin where you sit down the whole class.
Even though I'm not even sweating, I'm still cursing you
I
in
know.
My head.
They always
like, shut up, you.
Focus on somebody.
Don't call me out.
You were there laughing in the background. Get to spinning. I don't see you spinning. If you don't spin, I'm going to come over there and beat you with a baseball bat. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
got a little aggressive on that. I was getting a little angry. Why?
Flashbacks, man.
Why am I doing that? Because the guy on the phone for a second date update today, his name is Russ. He didn't meet the girl at a spin class, but he did go to the gym with her. He met her on Instagram. They're both fitness people, so they decided to work out together. He thought it went awesome, but when they were done working out, she went to shower up. He went to shower up, and then she disappeared.
Yeah.
She was just gone, and he hasn't heard from her in about a week, so we're going to call her and find out why she ditched him. All right, Russ, you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
I'm kind of worried about this one because you say that she's your dream girl, and she is obviously saying she wants nothing to do with you.
I'm hoping that it's just some sort of misunderstanding.
Oh.
I didn't know she was like mad at, like, yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Like, I like your positive thinking, Russ.
Well, I mean, I can't imagine anything else. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
Like, there has to be a reason, yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jesse, please?
This is she.
Hey, what's up, Jesse? How are you? This is Jubal from the radio show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, what?
Hey, Jesse.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah, it's the whole show, actually.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey.
Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh,
cool,
sweet.
Thanks.
While you're at the gym?
Yeah, how did you know that?
Follow you on Instagram, #FitLife.
No, you do not.
No.
You're going to see me like every photo of yours?
She would know if you followed her.
I would definitely know.
Yeah.
No, I'm calling you today, Jesse. First of all, thank you for listening. Appreciate it. But somebody emailed us about you for a second date update.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm assuming you, well, I don't know when you listen, but do you listen to the second date updates?
Yes, all the time.
Good.
Okay. So you know what they are.
Yeah, I knew this was going to happen eventually.
Oh, you did?
What?
Are you, like, not calling a lot of guys back?
No, I've just been on, like, a lot of bad dates.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you're like, at some point...
It was a numbers game.
I'm going to be on the radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then do you have any idea who would have emailed us to call you?
Is it Kevin? It's probably Kevin.
No, it's not Kevin.
Oh, but Kevin.
It's
he sounds
else.
Like the worst.
Yeah.
It's not Kevin?
No,
uh-uh.
It's not.
Oh, God. Okay, that was a really bad one.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe this one won't be that bad. His name is Russ.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, other guys were worse than that, so this is actually good.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, maybe we can get you on for those other guys, too. Is there anybody that you want to call?
No, not at the moment. No.
All right. Well, Russ told us that you guys worked out together, and then you ditched him after the workout.
Yeah, I just wasn't feeling it.
But that's kind of, I mean, even if you weren't attracted to him, he sounded like a nice guy. It's a rude move just to ditch him at the end of a date.
No, he was a nice guy. We're just not on the same level.
Not on the same level?
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Like, again, rude to just leave at the end of a date.
Well, the date was over.
No, he said that he was getting you a smoothie and that, you know, there's like that wrap-up thing, like whether you're going to do it again or not. And
yeah.
No, I mean, I stayed for the workout. We did our thing and there was no need for like a wrap-up at the end. I knew there wasn't a future there, so.
Okay. Okay. And hopefully he would be able to pick up on your hint of ditching
him.
I got it. Was there anything that he did wrong to make you just want to leave like that?
He's just a prototypical meathead.
Well,
you mean
what?
Like just protein shakes, meal prep, gym, that's
workout.
It? That's all he cares
yeah,
about?
Like gym bro, yeah.
But what did you expect? I mean, you met over the #FitLife.
I expected somebody who was into fitness.
And he's not?
Yeah.
We talked to him. It sounds like he is.
That's all he's into.
Not in the way that I am.
I don't get
Can
it.
Can you explain better?
Russ is all about his upper body. Like, he does not work out his legs, and I don't respect that.
Wait, what?
I've heard of
it. Wait,
okay, so,
are you... Wait.
So Russ skips leg days.
Yes.
I don't know if Russ has ever done a leg day in his life.
What?
So wait, is that unattractive? Like, he doesn't have muscly legs and you don't think it's attractive?
Like, my 4-year-old niece has bigger calves than he does. So no, I don't think it's attractive. It's actually a huge turnoff to have this completely imbalanced, like, physique.
Okay.
So you don't respect bros who don't do leg day?
No, not at all. Like, you can't just focus on bicep curls. You actually have to do, like, a leg press.
Yeah, hey,
or, like...
Can I chime in here for a second?
Yeah, I guess you can.
Wow.
Oh, sh**.
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, shit, I forgot about this part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you,
Jesse,
though?
Yeah. Russ is on the other line and wants to talk to you.
I don't skip leg days, by the way.
So your legs are just disproportionate, even though you work them out.
Wow. I work out my legs all the time. I'm a hard gainer. Okay, it takes me a long time to get gains, okay, in my life.
Okay, look, Russ, I'm sorry if, like, I have offended you. Like, your upper body looks great. Like, from the waist up, completely ripped, you know, completely toned and lean. But the leg thing just turns me off.
Okay, yeah, sure, my legs could be bigger. That's fine. But, I mean, they're sculpted. Okay, I work in my quads are beautiful, actually.
Just the lower leg.
They need a little development. You're right. I appreciate it, okay? It's a note, duly noted. But that doesn't mean you need to ditch me after a really cool date, just vanishing into thin air.
It wasn't that great of a date. Like, you just wanted to do curls and, like, overhead press the entire time. Like, I was trying to get you on leg machines, like, some actual heavyweight leg exercises, and you wouldn't even do it.
It was a buys and tries day. I'm not going to put all my effort into my legs.
Well, I was trying to help you out. You said you're a hard gainer, so you got to work them extra.
Look, I'm a trainer, okay? I do this for a living, so I think I know how to work out my own
legs. Bro, stop, stop. I was a trainer for a long time, a very good one, and so I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, then you would understand we're doing buys and tries, so.
Are we just having
this is my favorite discussion ever, I think.
Training fight right now? Is that what we're having?
Apparently. Jesse, it's true. I work out my legs twice a week, okay? And sorry, that's not evident for you.
Okay, well, then you need to do them every other day and maybe eat some more food or something, because, like.
Whoa. Do not insult my meal prep, okay?
Man, to even insult?
Sounds like you just got heated.
Okay, I'm sure that your meal prep is on point.
It's very on point. Thank you very much. I put a lot of prep into this. I eat clean, okay? I get all my macros. I do not need a lecture about my diet for you, okay?
Okay, well, I'm sorry you're having...
I'm a hard gainer. I told you that.
I heard you. I'm sorry you're having so much trouble adding mass to your legs, but I'm not the one who's going to help you out with that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know whose side to be on. I don't know if someone's being mean or not.
Do we somehow go into Spanish? I don't know.
What are macros?
So
I'm not into guys that look like a triangle, like an upside down triangle.
Oh,
okay.
A triangle? Okay, you weren't saying that when I was bench pressing you, when you were staring at my body, when you were liking all my pics.
Well, during the workout, I was trying to just be polite, and with the pics, you must have just really gotten a good angle, because I couldn't tell.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, are your feelings hurt right now, Russ?
Of course. Did you hear what she said about my leg? How would you feel?
I don't think it would bother me as much, but I know that you know, like you said, it takes a long time for you to get muscle in your legs, so.
Do you have any idea what it's like being a hard gainer?
No. No. I mean, maybe.
Jesse, do you have any idea what it's like being a hard gainer?
Yeah, I have a few friends who are hard gainers, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm just genetically blessed, I guess.
Wow.
Wow, lucky you.
Jesse, I mean, I feel like you're kind of rude still. You left him. You're making fun of his legs. Do you feel bad at all?
No, I don't feel bad. Like, I was polite through the date. I finished the workout, and then I left. Like, I'm not going to waste time on that. Like, I told you, I don't respect anyone who doesn't work out their legs.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I work out my legs. How many times do I have to tell you I squat 250?
Whoa. Man, this is getting way too heated. I just have to. I'm going to ask Jesse before this gets out of control. Would you like to go out on a second date with Russ, Jesse? We will pay for it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't thought you were going to say no.
With your hard gains.
Wow.
That's good. That's good. I like this. I like where this is going. Because every competitor needs fuel for competition. Okay. And Jesse, keep looking at my Instagram and check out those legs, and you'll see the gains I'm making because of you. All right?
Oh! Okay. Thank I'll you. Be watching.
Jesse, if Russ gets some more gains in his legs, would you go out with him again?
I'll believe it when I see it.
Whoa! Well, get ready to believe, okay? Hashtag leg day every day.
Oh, damn.
Dang, no breaks.
No, he didn't. Just throw that down.